I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. Just turn with me to the book of Ezra. And I normally am pretty settled, but tonight I'm just going to share from my heart. God's helped me this week, and I believe God is, I'm hearing it not just from one or two, but several different places. It just seems like God wants to do something in our church. I'm glad, I'm thankful for that. And I want to share some things with you tonight from the book of Ezra. I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing. In the book of Ezra, the word of God said, I'm just going to read this first and then we're going to back up. In verse number 11, the word of God said, they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, when I read that, I couldn't help but think about Brother Ralph. He's an ancient man. And that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. If God will help me tonight, I just want to share some truth from you from the book of Ezra about the building of the house of the Lord. Father, thank you tonight for your people that have gathered. Lord, many have been here since 5 o'clock, and I realize, our Father, I mean, you're tired tonight. I know pastor's tired tonight, but Lord, I know this. You have truth from the word of God that'll help us along the way. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you would help us to glean from the word of God tonight some things that'll help us in the building of the house of God. I thank you, Lord, that you're still building. And our Father, I thank you that, Lord, you have a church that, Lord, this morning you showed us you died for. And God, I praise you tonight that I'm part of that church. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you would help us, and God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to look tonight at just three simple thoughts in the book of Ezra. Turn back with me to the book of Ezra chapter 2 and verse 64. The whole congregation was 42,303. So if I'm looking at that right, that's going to be 42,360 people. That's a bunch of people. But I want you to understand this. In comparison to all the people of Israel, that's just a remnant that's going back to Jerusalem. Just a very small remnant. And what I believe God wants us to get out of this is this. It doesn't take, beloved, listen, a whole bunch of people. It just takes a remnant that'll get serious with God. Amen. And that will just ask God to use them to build the house of the Lord. And besides their servants and their maids, of whom were 7,337, there were among them 200, look at this, singing men and women. Now you think about that. You say, Pastor, I'm reminded of what Brother Danny told me years ago. He said somebody told him, Brother Danny Sykes, he was my pastor, and still looked to him as pastor. That Brother Danny said, somebody said to him, you can't build a church on singing. Brother Danny had a good answer. He said, that's right. But he said, it's hard to build one without it. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. What we're seeing in the book of Ezra, beloved, is the importance of the singing and the importance of the singers. And the first point in the message I want to bring you tonight is we see the help that God is sending his people. And the help, beloved, it begins with a number of people. It begins with these singing men and these singing women. But if you go down to chapter 3 In verse number 1, the Bible said, "And when the seventh month was come, the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem." So you got all these people, but there was unity. They had one thing in mind: let's build the foundation of the house of the Lord. And actually they're rebuilding it because it's been torn down, amen? It's been destroyed. And my reading tomorrow starts into the book of Nehemiah. But this week God had me, well, that was just a couple of days, in the book of Ezra. But what a blessing these men were. Now I want you to see something here. I believe Ezra got this right. Look at the first thing that he does. Look in verse number 2. "Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Josadak, and his brethren and priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren." What did they do first? They builded the altar of the God of Israel. Let me tell you something, beloved. Listen, I cannot stress this too much. Here in the Bible, when they built the altar, listen, yes, it includes the thought of praying and approaching God. But here in this text, beloved, it's about sacrifice. It's about having a place to give God what He's worthy of. Amen? And if you'll read your Old Testament, beloved, listen, not only, beloved, was there sacrifice, but I'm talking about thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lambs, of oxen, things that were sacrificed to the God of heaven. In other words, if you were to look at it, it was a bloody mess. Amen? But Jesus went to Calvary, amen, so that the sacrifice is done once for all for us. And let me say this, if they could sing and they could praise the Lord and they could get excited about the things of God, having to go through all that, how much more so, as should you and I tonight, when Jesus was willing to hang there and say, "It's finished, amen, that part of it's done." How much more so should you and I, as God's people, want to praise Him and build an altar in our life? I believe, listen, that if God's going to build, and He is, I believe the importance of sacrifice. In other words, the Bible said, present your body a living sacrifice. Say with Isaiah, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Amen. Lord, here am I. Listen, I can't do much, but I can give somebody a flyer. I can invite somebody to the house of God. I can pray for someone that's lost. And beloved, they're right here in our congregation every Sunday. People that are lost without God and need the Lord. We can pray for the Spirit of God to have liberty to work in hearts and lives. And I believe Ezra got it right when right off the bat he said, "Here's what we need to do first. We need to build an altar." Amen. If God is going to build the house of God. And we come on down there, and the Bible said in verse number 11, we're looking at the help. God sends them help. Amen. He's put it in Ezra's heart, and Ezra is looking to the Lord and seeking the Lord. And the Bible said in verse 11, "And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord." Now, I like this. Later on it says here in this verse, "Because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid." But let me say this to you tonight. Listen, beloved, that wasn't the first reason they wanted to praise Him. That wasn't the first reason they wanted to sing to Him. Look at it here with me in the text tonight. He said they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord because He's good. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. If the foundation's being built, or if the foundation's being destroyed, I'm telling you, God is good, regardless of what's going on. Amen? And they're going to sing and they're going to praise God because He's good and because His mercy endures forever toward Israel. And all the people, the Word of God said, shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So God wants to build. But I want you to notice this in verse number 12. Listen to me. Most of you all have heard somebody, some of the old timers say something like this: "Boy, I wish it was like it used to be." Somebody help me tonight. I'm talking about, beloved, listen, when the presence of God was surreal. You know, I've been in a few meetings like that in my life. Amen. When the power of God was surreal
and the presence of God was so real. Beloved, listen, that sinners, listen, they couldn't even get comfortable in the house of God. They either had to get in or get out. Say amen. And listen, I believe listen, these people are, they've come with Ezra. They're excited because the foundation is being rebuilt in the house of God. But some of the old timers, that, you know what they're saying in their heart, Brother Preston? Boys, you should have seen it the way it used to be. Amen. And some of them are shouting, Brother Michael, and some of them are weeping, amen, because it fell so far short of what it used to be. Amen. You know what I believe? I believe God's people build that altar. I believe we'd get in that prayer closet. I believe we'd ask God. I believe God would give us meetings. Amen. I believe God would give us souls. I believe God would help us along the way. Amen. But it might turning the television off some, turning the radio off some, turning the social media off some, and giving the God of heaven our attention. That's what's going on in the book of Ezra. Amen. There's a foundation being laid. And the Word of God said you couldn't hardly tell, beloved, who was weeping and who was shouting, because it was so loud. God was doing something in their midst. And the Bible said the noise was heard afar off. I believe when God begins to bless His people, I believe, beloved, listen, others will hear about that. And, beloved, you cannot contain it. Amen. Now, tonight, the first thing that God spoke to my heart about in the book of Ezra in this building was the help. How many believe God's got all the help we need to do whatever we need to do? He's got the help you need for your family. He's got the help we need for the house of God. He's got the help that we need for our country. He's got the help that we need. Amen. And God knows we need help. Amen. But we need to look unto Him. Now, the second thing God spoke to my heart about was the hindrances. Just as sure as things begin to happen and the foundation has begun to be laid, amen, and God, the work is going on and God's people are being blessed, they're singing and they're shouting and they're praising God, let me tell you something, the hindrances is going to come. Watch what he said here. Verse number 1 of chapter 4. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity builded the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, then came they to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, Let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, the king of Assur, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, I underlined this, ye have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God. You see, beloved, listen to me. If you think the enemy is going to lay low while something's being done for God, you're wrong. He's going to try to visit your house. He's going to try to visit this house. Somebody say amen. He's going to do all that he can. And one of the ways he wants to hinder, listen, he knows he can't do much if he's on the outside, so he wants to infiltrate. He wants to come in on the inside. He wants to make us think, beloved, the enemy wants to make us think we're worshiping the same God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, beloved, we need to be on our guard, because old Slewfoot, he plants his tares not out there in the bar room, but among the weed. Amen. And we need to have our ears open and our heart open and understand, beloved, that when God is in the building business, there's another fella that wants to hinder that. He's not going to sit idly by. And the Word of God said here in verse number 3, you have nothing to do with us to build a house unto our God, but we ourselves together we're build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in the building. So just as sure as God's people wake up and raise up and say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what God wants us to do. I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. You better be sure of this, beloved. The enemy's coming. Amen. He's coming, and he's going to do all that he can to hinder the work of God. But I want to just stop and say, aren't you glad? Greater is He that's in us. Greater is He that was in Ezra. Greater is He that was in these singers. Greater is He that was in these Levites. Greater was He that's in, beloved, the foundation and rebuilding the foundation of the house of God than He that's in the world. Amen. Thank God tonight. I found out today, I was talking to Brother Jason this afternoon, and I'm not going to go into the details, but Brother Devin, he just got saved a few weeks ago. It ain't been too many weeks ago. And you know what? He went back to work happy about that and unashamed of that and telling others, Brother Rusty, the same place where you work. Well, guess what? The old devil's raised up an enemy trying his best to tear him down. That shouldn't surprise us. Say amen. Honey, I tell you, you've heard preachers say, man, when I got saved, I thought everybody's going to love me. And then when I got called to preach, I just thought everybody was going to line up, amen, to love me. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're going to live for God, there's going to be some that's going to despise you in this world, amen. I'll tell you something else. I found this out a long time ago. The preachers in town will love you as long as you just ho-hum. Run of the mill. You let God start blessing and work, honey. And I'm going to tell you something right now. All of a sudden, he must be compromising. He must be doing this or he must be doing that. No, maybe God's just pouring out the blessing. Say amen. I appreciate the Lord. So there's the hindrances. And the Word of God said in verse 23 of chapter 4 there, now when the copy of King Artaxerxes, the letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai, the scribe. Do you ever read your Old Testament and wish there was more Georges and Bills and Jacks? Amen. And their companions, and they went up in the haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Then cease the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. Beloved, you could go read your Bible in the book of Ezra. They lied on them. Say amen. They lied about in their letter to the king, and they made the king think things like this. They're going to go down there and build a house, and they're no longer going to pay tribute to the king, and they're going to disobey the king. But I tell you what, they got it all straightened out, amen. And the king of Persia let them know, amen, I've got this written down, and he told them not to change it. Watch in chapter 6, verse 11. He said, I made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. I'm telling you, beloved, God had it settled, beloved, that the enemy, beloved, was going to hang on the timber that came from his own house. Amen. If he tried to change the word that came from the king. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd be scared to death to try to change the word that came from the king. Say amen. I wouldn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, but so many seem to be willing. And the word of God said in verse 15 of chapter 6, and this house was finished on the third day of the month. I don't know about you. He said, Pastor, what do you want to do the rest of your life? I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell. I just want to finish whatever God has for me. I just want to finish. Apostle Paul got to the end of the way. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. He said, I finished my course. Henceforth, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me, which the righteous judge shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but to all them also that love is appearing. I don't know about you, but I think it's a worthy goal to just say, God, I want to finish. Whatever that you have me to do, I want to finish for the glory of God. So I see, beloved, the help here, and I see the hindrances here, but I want to give you this tonight. Look at chapter 7 quickly in the book of Ezra, and I'll close with this tonight. And this is exciting. The Bible said in verse 9, for upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to, I underline this, the good hand of his God upon him. Now look at verse number 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. Look at that, Brother Rusty, and to do it. That's where you were at this morning. And Joshua observed to do, not just look at it to be looking at it, but God showed me something. And when God, you show it to me, help me to do it. Amen. Not to be hearers only of the Word of God, but to be doers of the Word of God. And the Bible said he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. You go on up there, and the Bible said in verse number 13, I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of the priests and the Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. You say, Pastor, what's the third thing? I see the help, and I see the hindrance, but I see the man of God's heart. I see Ezra's heart, and not only his heart, but I see this, beloved. He's got a bunch of people behind him that have the same heart. They're going to go up. And well, you say, Pastor, why do you know? Because he's not making them. And by the way, God never did do that. Amen. Shepherds will never get along trying to drive sheep. Sheep won't be driven. Sheep need to be led. Amen. And Ezra's out in front of them, and he's leading the way. His heart's right towards God. Now, here comes a bunch of other people whose heart is right towards God, and they're going to get the work done for the glory of God. Ain't that a blessing, amen, that it comes not out of duty, but out of delight, out of a heart, amen, that wants to serve the Lord. The Bible said in chapter 20, verse 27, rather, of chapter 7, read it with me. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, and to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Isn't it a blessing tonight to see that God came along for Ezra and that God helped him? I got a blessing a while ago, and I was sitting there on the front pew, and I'm not making fun because I'm one of them now. Amen. But I got a blessing watching the manner in which people come down from the choir. Amen. I always used to get a blessing watching Brother Fred come up here to lead the singing and to lead the choir. But you got people, and I can't even imitate it. You got young people just dum dum dum. You know what I mean? And then you got people like this, like Pastor. you know what I mean? And now, I can about tell you how old you are. Say amen. Just watching you come down out of the choir. You say, you're making fun. No, I'm saying right here in Ezra's day, beloved, there was some people that had been around a while. And they knew what it was when God opened the windows of heaven and rained a blessing down on his people. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, you know what I say tonight? I close with this. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. Amen. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Just do it again, Lord. Just open the windows of heaven. Amen. Do it in such a way, Lord, that folks will know it's not a church, it's not a pastor, it's not a singer, amen, but it's the God of glory that's blessing his people, amen. How many believe that be right and that be a blessing, amen? May God help us tonight. Let's stand together. We'll be dismissed in prayer.